Welcome to the She Wears Armor podcast. I'm your host, Heather Lauder. I'm a daughter of the king, a wife, a mama to six, podcaster, coach, and advocate. I'm a survivor of domestic abuse and a former family law paralegal. I know you thought getting away from your abuser would feel like freedom, but now it seems like staying would have been easier. You're not only battling your ex, now you're up against a broken justice system, agencies that are corrupt, and dealing with officials who act like you're a bother. You are emotionally and financially drained and don't know how much more you can handle. If you're ready to build and implement a strategic action plan for your high conflict court case, find healing after toxic relationships, and learn your true identity in Christ, go grab a caffeinated drink, a notepad, and that favorite pen you probably took from someone, and let's get cracking. Welcome to episode 8 of She Wears Armor, where I equip women with the tools and knowledge they need to navigate life's challenges with strength, grace, and faith. I'm your host, Heather, and today we're diving into a crucial topic, choosing the right family law attorney for high-conflict court cases. In the midst of legal battles, especially those involving family matters, it is essential to have a skilled advocate by your side. But with so many attorneys out there, how do you find the right one for your unique situation? Today, we're going to explore some of those key considerations.
Please be aware that any advice provided is not to be considered legal counsel or therapy. I am not a licensed attorney or therapist, and my responses are for informational purposes only. For specific legal or therapeutic concerns, please consult with a qualified professional in the respective field.
Hey guys, before we dive in, just a quick reminder. Please share this podcast with your friends, screenshot it, share it on your Instagram and Facebook, and be sure to tag me in it so I can give you a shout out and a thank you. Make sure you're following all of my social media accounts to keep up to date on what's going on. I would also love to discuss some of these topics with you and get your ideas about what you want to hear on this podcast. Find me on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Hit the follow or subscribe button so you will receive notifications when something new is happening. Please, and most importantly, take a minute to give me some stars and write a little review on Apple iTunes. This is how you can help other women find my content. The ranking will boost me up in the algorithm so they can get the help for themselves or someone they love. All right, let's go. When it comes to legal battles involving family matters, whether it's divorce, child custody, or domestic violence cases, having the right attorney by your side can make all the difference. Your attorney is your champion, your advocate in the courtroom, and your guide through the complexities of the legal system. Choosing good legal counsel is one of the most challenging parts of the divorce process. You'll want to be sure that the attorney you choose is a good fit for you and your situation, and the only way to do this is to take time to interview a couple of them to see if you can connect with them. Remember, you want to select someone who is going to be supportive of you and listens to you and how you want your divorce process to go. However, you also want someone who will give you truth with grace, someone who is going to be honest enough to be a realistic advisor. You will also want to make sure that the attorney you choose asks you the right questions. One of the things that can become a frustration to both you and the attorney is a lack of clarity about expectations relating to communication. Many clients feel as though their lawyer should be available to them 24/7. You have to remember that you are not the only client, and your attorney also has a personal life. To avoid this conflict, frustration, and unnecessary anxiety, make sure you know the preferred form of communication and how long it may take for phone calls or emails to be returned. Many times an attorney will have an assistant or paralegal who takes and returns messages, so feel free to ask about how daily communications are handled. Remember, attorneys are not trained to handle the therapeutic end of divorce support. They will charge you by the hour to listen to you share your emotional distress and hurt, and their rate will be considerably higher than that of a therapist or a coach. If you are expecting an attorney to hold your hand emotionally, you will more than likely be disappointed in them. This is one reason a divorce coach is essential. At each meeting, take good notes and ask as many questions as you would like. In the end, you will need to choose someone with whom you feel confident and comfortable with. Here's a quick rundown of hiring an attorney. First and foremost, seek an attorney who shares your values and understands your faith. Your beliefs are central to your decision-making process and should be respected and upheld throughout the legal proceedings. Look for an attorney who not only acknowledges your faith, but also integrates it into their practice, guiding you with wisdom grounded in biblical principles. Next, Prioritize experience and expertise in high conflict cases. Family law matters can quickly become emotionally charged and complex, especially when children are involved. Your attorney should have a proven track record of success in navigating contentious disputes and advocating fiercely for their clients' rights and interests. Communication is also key. Your attorney should be accessible, responsive, and transparent, keeping you informed every step of the way. They should take the time to listen to your concerns, answer your questions, and provide honest assessments of your case's strengths and challenges. Additionally, consider the attorney's approach to resolution. While litigation may be necessary in some situations, a skilled negotiator can often achieve more favorable outcomes through mediation or collaborative methods. Look for an attorney who is adept at exploring all available options and tailoring their strategy to align with your goals and priorities. Finally, trust your instincts. Your attorney-client relationship is built on trust, mutual respect, and confidence in each other's abilities. If something doesn't feel right, or if you have reservations, don't hesitate to seek a second opinion or explore other options. Remember, you are not alone in this journey. As you seek out the right advocate for your high-conflict court case, lean on your faith, seek guidance through prayer, and trust that God will lead you to the right path. That's all for today's episode of She Wears Armor. I know it was a short one. It was just quick and to the point. So thank you for joining me on today's episode, and join me next time as we continue to explore topics that empower and inspire Christian women on their journey through life's battles. Until then, stay strong, stay faithful, and remember that you are never alone. God bless. Hey sis, I can't even begin to explain how much it means to me that you are here and listening to this show. I am beyond grateful for you. If you enjoyed it or learned anything today, share it with your friends. Screenshot it, share it on your Instagram and Facebook, and be sure to tag me in it so I can give you a shout out and a thank you. Don't be a stranger. Make sure you are following all of my social media accounts to keep up to date on what's going on. I look forward to discussing these topics and hearing your ideas on what you want to hear on this podcast next. So, find me on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Hit the follow or subscribe button to be sure you are receiving those notifications when something new is happening. Please, and most importantly, help a sister out. Take a minute to show me some love. Give me some stars and write a little review on Apple iTunes. Send this Jesus-loving, truth-spitting, regular old country girl to the top of the algorithm so other women can find my content to help themselves or someone they love. Thanks so much for listening in, y'all. Remember, friends, forgive your enemies, it messes with their heads. Until next time, love and blessings, Heather.